Several members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are again calling for an independent prosecutor to investigate possible ties between President Trump and the Trump campaign and Russia. It comes in reaction to the abrupt firing of FBI Director James Comey by President Trump, Comey investigating those possible ties. President Trump says the move was necessary to restore public confidence in the law enforcement agency. He tweeted this morning, "Comey lost the confidence of almost everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. When things calm down, they will be thanking me." Again, that a tweet from President Trump this morning. For the other side, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
Is this a stunning move?
Yeah, to me it is. Absolutely stunning. It's not so much the act, it's the timing that's the most stunning aspect of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, had he done this the day he took office, I think America would have been fine. That's the way it is. But doing it in the middle, after he had announced an investigation into the Russia situation, just before he's about to testify to a congressional committee, is just stunning. It feels like the beginning of a cover-up. Now, that doesn't mean that it is, but it certainly feels that way.
Let me ask you this. The president, in his letter of dismissal to Comey, said the move was necessary to restore public confidence in the FBI. Much of it revolved around how Comey handled the private email server investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. We know that Clinton believes that Comey's last-minute letter to Congress on how he reopened the probe into Clinton emails probably cost her the election. Again, that according to Clinton. Do you think Comey and that episode in particular did hurt confidence in the FBI, as the president claims?
Yes, I do. And that's why I said that had he fired him in January when he took office, there wouldn't have been a peep. That would have been understood. But having kept him and having said many good things about him since then, it seems that that issue was water under the bridge for President Trump. And therefore, what's different between January 20th and today? And the only thing that's different of any significant nature is that Director Comey had announced publicly in front of Congress that they were conducting an investigation into the probe into the situation between Russia and the White House.
Do you think there's any way that President Trump can clear this up and satisfy Democrats such as yourself?
The only way is if he agreed to a special prosecutor or a special investigation, an independent one. It's the only way. Had he done it simultaneously, I will tell you that probably be unanimous agreement that he should get rid of Mr. Comey. But he didn't do it at the same time, which raises questions as to his true motivation. Which, of course, that will completely undermine America's trust in anything the FBI does, which is a terrible thing.
So, if the White House and the Trump Justice Department doesn't agree to a special prosecutor to continue looking into the Russian connection to the November election last year, what should Congress do?
My hope is that Congress steps up and does it themselves. Now, obviously, that'll be difficult with Congress being run by Republicans in the House and the Senate. I'm hoping that there will be enough Republicans who will see themselves as Americans first and party members second. Look, I get and understand team loyalty. It's the way this country has worked for a long time. I understand that. But at some point, you have to be an American first. And that brings us right back to Elliot Richardson and Richard Nixon. Elliot Richardson was a lifelong staunch Republican appointed by the Republican president to investigate, to be the attorney general, and to appoint a special prosecutor. When he wouldn't fire Archibald Cox at the president's order, he became an American hero. Everybody today remembers Archibald Cox and Elliot Richardson. They don't remember who the attorney general was that was appointed to replace Elliot Richardson, who did fire Archibald Cox.
Does it feel to you this morning, Congressman, that Donald Trump is like the second coming of Richard Nixon?
I hope not. That was a terrible time for this country. I hope not. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this is one more step down that road that certainly feels very, very bad. He's the prime person in this country right now who can stop the analysis. You know, all he has to do is come out and say, you know what, I have nothing to hide. Here's an independent investigator. I agree. Congress can pick the person and, you know, have at it.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.